Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman rockets back to Earth, the carefully guarded secret of his double identity stands on the brink of revealment.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, I've been so excited about that brand new series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Why, I've been busy as anything all weekend, and I've rounded up all the fellows and girls in our neighborhood to see if they've found any of these new Pep comic buttons yet and how they like them. And believe me, they like them. Why, you should hear what the kids are saying about these nifty new prizes. They're honeys, they say. They're terrific. They're the best-looking things I ever saw, said one fella. Yes, sir, everybody's mighty enthusiastic about this brand-new series of Funny Baker characters like Tess Trueheart and the Little Moose and Superman, of course. And you'll be enthusiastic, too. The buttons are made of gleaming white enameled metal, you know, with the picture standing out clear and sharp. You'll want to collect all 18 of them. And you can, sure, easy as anything. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to stock up on that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep, and look for your comic button inside every package. Look for some mighty delicious eating, too, because Pep is loaded with catchy, sunny flavor. A golden toasted flavor that's got come on in every bite. Get your good eating and exciting prizes, gang, from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now the adventures of Superman. After saving the planet Apollo from destruction, seeing the inhabitants under the leadership of his friend Thane freed from slavery, Superman suddenly remembered that he had left a sealed letter revealing his identity as Clark Kent with Dr. Millison, the famous scientist, back on Earth. In the event that Superman had not returned to Earth by a certain day, the letter was to be given to Editor Perry White. Saying a hasty goodbye to the Apollonians, Superman started back to Earth millions of miles away. But meanwhile, in Metropolis, Dr. Millison had brought the letter to the Daily Planet. And as we continue now in Perry White's office, the gray-haired editor is opening the wax-sealed envelope as Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen enters. Listen.
Here I am, Chief. Oh, hello, Dr. Millison.
Hello, Jim.
You want me, Chief?
Yes, Jim. Dr. Millison just brought this letter from Superman.
From Superman?
Yes, you see...
Sleeping lizard, you mean he's okay? What about Mr. Kent? Where are they?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Keep your shirt on.
Let me see the letter.
Will you wait a minute? Wait till I open the envelope.
Gee whiz, I...
What? Well, what's this?
What? Let me see.
Will you stop grabbing?
But I want...
It's another envelope, also sealed. And it's addressed to Perry White, Lois Lane, and Jim Olsen.
Well, that's me.
To be opened in the event of my death.
His death? Gosh. Poor Mr. Kent. I thought you just got the letter in the mail and that Superman and Mr. Kent were okay.
I wish that were so.
Unfortunately, it isn't. Superman and Kent have apparently been lost in space.
Oh, gee whiz.
I begged Superman not to go this time, but he wouldn't listen to me. Well, you'd better open that letter. He said it was very important, and I am trying to, but the flap is sealed with wax, like the other outer envelope. I'll get my letter opener. Oh, wait a minute. Well, this is addressed to Lois, too. Where is she?
Well, I don't know. She can see it later. Open it, please.
We can wait an extra minute, Jim. Now you go get it.
Oh, all right.
I can't imagine why Superman left this letter for Miss Lane and Jim and me, Dr. Mason. Do you suppose this could be his will?
No, I asked him that, but he said it was something much more important.
Well, that's so. Well, in that case, I'll open it right... Drat it. Now what? Hello? Who? Oh, yes, he's here. For you, Dr. Millison.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Millison speaking. Oh, yes, Dr. Bloomfield. How are you?
Miss Lane went on that Hannigan story, Mr. White.
Yeah. Easy, Jim, easy. Yeah. Dr. Millison is on the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What? Are you sure?
Look, Chief, we don't have to wait for Lois to open Superman's letter, do we?
Oh,
no,
but...
Superman told Dr. Millicent it was very important. We'll open it at once.
Oh, swell. Go ahead.
I need my letter opener, though, but I can't seem to find it.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't believe it.
Oh, here it is, Chief.
Huh? Oh, thanks. We'll just open this now and see what it says. Oh,
hurry up. I can hardly wait.
Yes, yes, of course. Yeah. I'll come at once.
I'm getting the marks off the flap now.
Mr. White.
Yeah?
Dr. Bloomfield just called from the observatory. He believes he's sighted the lost planet Apollo.
What?
Yes, it has apparently retreated from the sun and seems to be revolving in an orbit of its own space once more, which would indicate that Superman must have saved the planet.
Good Godfrey!
Great! Does that mean he and Mr. Kent are okay?
I should say it might very well mean that. If it is really Apollo that Dr. Bloomfield has sighted.
If? But you just said...
I said Dr. Bloomfield believes he sighted Apollo.
Oh.
However, there are one or two details which need confirmation. I'm going to the observatory now. You two care to come with me?
Do we? And
oh, why, of course we do. Why this may mean that Kent and Superman, too, are alive. Come on, Doctor. Come on. Let's go.
You see, Dr. Millicent? You see?
Yes, Dr. Bloomfield. I believe it is Apollo. I'm a little puzzled.
Please, may I see?
Keep away from the telescope, Jim.
As I recall, there was a series of peak formations across the northern bridge of the planet. But I don't see them now.
That troubles me, too. There was such a formation.
You mean it isn't Apollo after all?
Don't interrupt,
Jim. There also seems to be a difference in the pattern of the rivers and canals.
Exactly. That's why I asked you to come here. Yet surely there cannot be a planet other than Apollo within the inner ones, which we have not yet discovered.
No, but...
Oh, gee whiz, make up your minds, will you? Is it Apollo or isn't it?
Jim, what's the matter with you?
Oh, gosh, Chief.
Be quiet, the
size and general formation seems very much like Apollo, Dr. Bloomfield.
Yes, but...
Changes could very well have taken place when the planet was lost in space and drifting toward the moon, you know.
That's what I think. I really believe it is Apollo, Dr. Millicent.
So do I, but we might be mistaken. Where are the photographs we made of Apollo?
Over here, on my desk.
I'd like to examine them again.
Oh, now where are we? First it was Apollo, and Superman and Mr. Kent were probably okay. Now it might not be Apollo, and we're right back where we started.
Well, now, Jim, that planet, whatever it is over 30 million miles away. And even this telescope, the most powerful in the world, can't perform the impossible.
Yeah, I know, but... Gosh, when I think about Mr. Kent and Superman,
I know. I feel that way, too. Well, while we're waiting, we may as well read Superman's letter.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about it.
The time limit, he said, has passed, and we're not at all sure Apollo has been sighted again, so... Well, where did I put that envelope?
Oh, haven't you got it?
Oh, I don't seem to have it.
Look in your inside pocket.
Oh, I am. It's not here.
Oh, golly, what?
Now, take it easy. I must have left it on my desk. Yes, that's right, I did.
Phew, I had me scared. For a minute.
Oh, Dr. Millicent, I hate to interrupt, but how long do you think it'll be?
Hard to tell, Mr. White. We're going to take some photographs of the planet now. It may be several hours, perhaps days, before we can positively identify it as Apollo or not.
Oh, several days.
Well, in that case, we'll go back to the office. I want to read that letter of Superman's. Will you phone me when you've come to a decision?
Yes, of course.
Thanks. Let's go, Jim.
Leaving the observatory, Perry White and Jimmy Olsen start back to the Daily Planet. And a short time later, as Dr. Millicent and Dr. Bloomfield work over their charts and photographs in the observatory, the door opens, and a tall figure in blue costume and red cape enters and strides swiftly toward them.
Good day, gentlemen.
Dr. Bloomfield, look.
It's Superman.
Right.
We've given you up. Tell me, what happened?
Yes, what of Apollo? Tell us everything.
Apollo is all right now, but listen.
You mean this Apollo that we now see beyond Mars?
It is.
What happened? How you did it? Why you...
I'll tell you everything later, but first I've got to know about that letter I left with you, Dr. Millicent. The one addressed to Mr. White. Where is it?
The letter?
Yes.
Oh, yes, the letter. I gave it to Mr. White.
You did? When?
Why, a couple of hours ago, at noon.
Great Scott, then he's read it. Then
I don't
then
know if he's read it yet. You see, White and Jim Olsen were about to when Dr. Bloomfield called us to come to the observatory. And come to think of it, when they left here a little while ago, I overheard White say that they were going back to the Daily Planet to read your letter.
Oh, never mind the letter. Tell us.
Just a moment. How long ago did Mr. White and Jim leave here, Dr. Millicent?
Why, see, I'd say about an hour ago.
An hour ago? I just about have time to get back to the planet. If I'm lucky, I might still be able to get there before they read it. I'll use this window, if you don't mind.
No, but wait, Superman.
You must tell us about Apollo.
Later. Right now, there's too much at stake. Up and away!
Leaping from the observatory, Superman streaks toward the Daily Planet with all the speed he can muster. Have Perry White and Jimmy Olsen read his letter, and so become aware of his real identity at last? We'll know in a moment when we return to the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, gang, I don't know when I've gotten such a kick out of something, so many chuckles as I have out of this brand new series of comic buttons that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pet. Those pictures of your old funny paper friends look so real they could talk. Take Casper, for instance. He's wearing a wide grin and looks as if he's going to tell a joke any minute. And Barney Google in his old-fashioned derby hat and popping eyes. Boy, he's bound to hand you a laugh. And Deasy and the little moose and Superman himself. Every single one of these 18 new Pep comic buttons is strictly terrific. Really worth collecting and wearing pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. Not to mention the swell fun in swapping duplicates with your pals. So how about it, gang? Better remind Mom to get you plenty of Kellogg's Pet, because that's the only way you can get these exclusive prizes. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's one of these nifty new comic buttons in every package of Kellogg's Pet, the Sunshine Cereal. Those crisp, tender whole wheat flakes with a catchy sunshine flavor. Makes mighty good eating for breakfast, and mighty good for you. So ask Mom to get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Fearful that his friends at the Daily Planet may have read a letter which reveals his double identity, Superman streaks to the newspaper offices. Resuming the guise and garb of the mild-mannered reporter, Clark Kent, he draws a deep breath and enters Perry White's office just as the gray-haired editor is saying to Jimmy Olsen.
Well, I can't understand it, Jim.
Oh, neither can I, Chief.
Can't understand what?
I can't understand why the... good Godfrey! Oh. Jim, look.
Weeps, it's...
Well, go on, Jim. Who?
It's you. Oh, boy, it is you, isn't it?
Why, of course it is. Oh, put it there, my boy. Put it there.
Well,
let me shake your hand. I want to make sure I'm not dreaming, and it really is you.
I'm really who? Who am I?
Huh?
Now, look here, Kent. If this is your idea...
Kent. You called me Kent.
Well, of course.
Sure, of course. It's good to be back.
I still can't believe it. We've given you and Superman up.
Superman and me, huh?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Kent. Is there something the matter with you?
Oh, no. Just relieved, that's all. Look, I presume you didn't read the letter yet.
What letter?
The letter the letter Superman left with Dr. Millicent for you. He said he gave it to you today.
Yes, he did, but...
Where is it? I'd like to see it.
Oh, we can't. It's gone.
Gone?
It's disappeared. It's the strangest thing, Kent.
Disappeared? How?
Well, I thought, in fact, I was quite sure I left it right here on my desk when we rushed over to the observatory before. But when we came back, well, I just simply couldn't find it.
No, and we ransacked the office, too.
Hey, Scott, this is terrible. If that secret is revealed, if my enemies find out...
Huh?
What are you talking about, Kent?
I'm talking about that letter. We've got to find it, and quickly. If we don't... Well, this is about the worst thing that could ever have happened to me.
Puzzled, Perry White and Jimmy Olsen look at Clark Kent, who has turned very pale, fearful that the whole world, and particularly his enemies, may soon be in possession of the secret of his double identity. What has happened to the letter, and will Kent retrieve it before it is too late? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, when strange things happen. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time, same mutual station, by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Crumbles. Crumbles. Kellogg's Crumbles. Say that over a couple of times. Just goes with toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly, doesn't it? And that's just what Crumbles is, a toasty kind of cereal for a frosty morning, sort of sweet and mellow rich. And you know, gang, Kellogg's Crumbles is the only cereal in the whole wide world made in those crinkly shreds of real whole wheat. So good to eat and so good for you. Crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.